Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, I was doing an interview up in the Greenville area with an organization called Public Education Partners. They've been focused in over the last several years about really trying to push local education initiatives in Greenville County. And what was pointed out to me was the series of articles that were written by the Post and Courier called Minimally Adequate. And in particular, they were doing a series of forums on the state of education in South Carolina. So there's so many great local initiatives like Public Education Partners, where the business community has really kind of stepped up locally to really make it very appealing for teachers to teach in Greenville County. They're trying to brand it like a Teach Greenville County kind of a thing. Great place to teach. I've been familiar a couple of years with the Tri-County Cradle to Career Initiative in Charleston to really beef up education efforts. When I attended this forum, there was this, they talked about something called Call Me Mister, which was an initiative to really attract young African-American males to the teaching profession, and it's been widely successful.
Well, Alan, go into a little bit more detail on what you have noticed as far as the business community's involvement in this topic.
Yes. As I've had visitors to South Carolina over the last couple of years, they ask me, you know, what is kind of the main drivers for South Carolina? How well is it doing economically? We're doing well economically. We're in the midst of an economic boom. We've had tremendous economic development stories like Boeing locating here, Volvo locating here, Mercedes-Benz. I think the business community, the Post and Courier does not paint a very positive picture of the education system in South Carolina. Over the last decade, we have slipped in a lot of major areas. The case is we have to have a strong education system to support these businesses. I just don't feel like we're going to be able to continue this success of attracting large businesses to the state if they don't see a really strong public education system.
And of course, our governor, Henry McMaster, has made that a priority this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of initiatives. What I learned about at the forum was there are 29 specific tactical initiatives, you know, in terms of attracting teachers, retaining teachers, mentoring teachers, paying teachers. What I'd really like to see is this combination of support for public education at the highest levels, from the governor's office to the legislators and to the business community across the state, to really rally behind this. Because the numbers, as the Post and Courier points out, here's a couple of numbers. 1 in 3 graduates from high school are unprepared for most jobs in South Carolina. And we're slipping in virtually every category in the national rankings. So one of the interesting things I heard from the Post and Courier was, if we had an education system that matched the top education system in the country, which happens to be in Minnesota, I believe, the Hoover Institution says that our economy would grow by $912 billion over the next several decades. So education is costing us money. What I'd like to see is a really kind of a high-level strategic initiative to see, you know, where do we want to be in 10 years in terms of education and get everybody on board.
Well, I don't think that too many people would disagree with you about this, Alan. How's the event calendar looking?
One thing that I noticed was a German-American business summit that is taking place in Charleston on February 5th. This is being put on by the College of Charleston. It's a job fair plus conference in Greenville on February 6th. The Greenville Technical College is having an economic outlook breakfast at the Center for Manufacturing Innovation. And again, that is a breakfast. And here in the Midlands, the United Way, they're having a kind of a virtual golf tournament to raise money for their Small Business Alliance and raise awareness for small business in general. And that's taking all day on Monday, February 11th.
Well, Alan, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.